Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Coach's last presser.
Don't know what I said, but I will say this. For all those lip readers out there, there's more than one word in English language that starts with F.
Bite Me with Coach Harbaugh.
It was definitely a momentum changer. You know, we talk a lot about momentum. You know, sometimes when you don't have it, you got to find a way to get it. And when you get it, you got to try to find a way to build on and extend it. You know, it's a real thing.
Marlon Humphrey, Hawaiian punch, man. That guy, he does it so often.
Yeah.
And, like, it's been a while since he's done it.
Remember when he won the Steelers game?
Yeah.
Way back.
I mean, he loads up. He he does it with intention.
T.J. Watt does the same damn thing, too, from obviously a different position, but when you're crashing on the ball, it's that presence of mind in a game that's so fast.
That's what it is. It's the presence of mind. Being aware that you're going to knock the ball or pull the ball out, and he has that in his head.
Isn't that so important, though, for athletes to know the moment?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, you can't draw that from the first play of the game because people are expecting it. Mm-hmm. It's when you least expect it, knowing the moment of the game, I'm going for it.
All of a sudden, it's there. I got him. He's being held up a little bit.
A little bit.
John Harbaugh also talked about Lamar Jackson carrying the game.
I mean, what can you say? I mean, we have seen it before. I just think he took that game on his shoulders, you know, like he does. And I appreciate the other guys, you know, with him, you know. You know, look at Tylan Wallace. You know, look at Bate, what he did. Mark Andrews, the catches that he made in there. Zay, you know, the catches he made. The offensive line, I thought, in the second half, the offensive line really did a great job in protection. It was really a group effort. I mean,
now do the defense. Sorry.
I mean, he carried the game, Jeremy.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know how many times we have to keep saying this. This defense right now is horrendous. It's a bottom five defense in this league. You make teams one-dimensional, and the problem is that your other dimension in pass defense is one of the worst ones in the league. So I think part of this is playing into why the numbers are so exaggerated, but you can't run on the Ravens, so why not just come out and throw or you know, throw those short passes that kind of constitute a running game to a degree like the Patriots used to do all the time. But, man, I've said this earlier. They're turning him into Peyton Manning. And what I mean by that is you don't know if you're getting the ball
back. Best quarterback ever?
Yes. You don't know if you're getting the ball back after third down. When it comes down to it and it's third and six and nobody's open, you're going to force the ball. He's going to start. It's going to happen. You're going to see some more turnovers because you're going to force the ball into places that you shouldn't because you're worried your defense can't get you the ball back.
What was he, Joe? Well, third down?
7 of 12.
7 of 12. 11 of 12? 7 of 12.
7 of 7.
Okay. All right.
They give up almost 300 yards a game in the air. They were the worst, the absolute worst. They're 294.9, so 295 yards in the air every on average. You know.
They're what Derrick Henry showed us last night. Cheeks. That defense is cheeks.
John Harbaugh talked about a team playing physical football.
Well, no, I appreciated that. I mean, you know, it's a 5-yard contact zone, and we didn't hold. I thought our guys did a good job of being physical, and you got to be physical. I mean, it's tough to cover guys in this league, so you have an opportunity inside of 5 yards. You've got to use it, but you can't hold. You can't grab them. It's both ways, I promise you. Their DBs are doing the same thing on the other side and being physical on those releases. And you know, I'm glad we stepped up in that situation. I'm proud of the guys for that.
Your thoughts on that, Mike Preston?
Nobody's defense. None of those guys were playing physical.
I knew it was coming.
In the secondary.
I knew it.
They weren't. Where does he get that one from?
Well, they were grabbing and holding when the guys were starting to get open.
Well, they were open all night. Where was the grabbing? It didn't work.
Yeah.
Just run down the field with them. That's what the Ravens do. They run down the field with the guys. Just as Cincinnati does the same thing. They just run down the field.
Yeah, it's so odd watching this team play now because, I mean, Marlon Humphrey said it, I think, after last week's game where it was like, yeah, they're finding all the guys that are open all the time. Like, defense has players running open at times, but the quarterback's got to find them and be able to go through the progressions and see it. And he said something to the effect of, like, he feels like they're finding that guy all the time now. But it's got to be a defeating feeling because you're going out there and you do get them the third down or you get them the fourth down. And I have no hope that they're getting a stop. I just don't.
Coach Hobbs, what were you thinking on those two challenges?
Yeah, we thought it was incomplete. You know, it's the ball, I'm under the impression, and, you know, we'll have to look into this, but he's got to survive the ground without the ball moving. You got to maintain control through the ground, you know, if you don't take that third football act, you know, that third step football act. Same thing on the one and at the end of the game, you know, that ball, it wasn't so much that it was whether it made the line to gain, it said hit the ground, the ball rolled out.
Can I say how stupid that is? You don't make a football move when you're going to the ground.
But do you think the second one was a catch?
Which one are you talking about?
The one near the first down. I didn't think it was a catch. I agree with him on the second challenge.
I don't have...
Because I didn't think that was a catch at all.
Look,
That ball came out of his hand when he hit the ground.
Okay, I'm talking about the first one.
The first one, you're right.
I don't know why you challenge a play that's 2 yards anyway.
But the second one was the same play that Cincinnati's DB made that they called not an interception. The ball didn't survive the ground.
What was the ruling, though? Was the initial ruling on the field was
a catch.
Then just like I watched it again. I'm saying there's not enough there for me to say that they're going to overturn this.
Initial rule on the field was the interception as well. They overturned that.
Yeah, but that was clear, though.
The other one was clear. I thought it was clear, man.
I didn't think it was clear.
They showed one angle, and you saw the point of the ball hit the ground, and the ball came up in his stomach.
I had a buddy text me that was at the game, and he was like, what happened with the Brandon Stevens thing? And I just responded to him. I said, if you're watching at home, you can clearly see he gets that first foot down, and as it's dragging across,
that was not
it hits the white before his second
foot
hits
down. Yeah, it was clear.
Yeah. Coach, can you give us an update on Kyle Hamilton?
He has an ankle. It's not a super serious. It's not a serious ankle. I don't know how long it'll be, but it's an ankle sprain.
It's a lighthearted ankle.
I love what Coach says. Yeah. It's an ankle.
Yeah.
It's not a serious ankle.
It's a lighthearted ankle.
Yeah. I wish the ankle would get serious and play football.
This is where I give him a pass because I think he's just thinking it's not a high ankle sprain. Yeah. You don't have to worry about him missing.
No, I'm not making a joke of what he said after that. I just love what coaches say. It's an ankle. It's a shoulder.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's got
two finger. I mean, what is he supposed to tell me? I love what coaches say that. It's an ankle. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Mike Preston's report card at 7:30. But on the other side, we're giving out game balls on the Fan.
Game balls.
AM. We're giving out game balls right now. Let's start off with you, Commissioner. That's your real name.
I think his name's Ed.
Is it?
Pretty sure.
Eddie. Edward Norton.
What's your game ball?
My game ball goes to Felicia Jones.
Who?
And Lamar Jackson Sr. I don't know. It's so hard because only one person can give Lamar the game ball per week. Usually that's the way we do it. I don't know how to not give some credit to the people that brought him into the world because I don't know what kind of DNA those people have.
Fun night.
This guy is just... He's like something I've never seen. I don't know who... In the history of football, watching this game for 50 years, it's like... I've never seen anything like this. And I don't know if people appreciate it.
Because you may never see it again.
You're not going to see this again. I don't believe you will. It's like seeing Shohei Ohtani or something like that. It's like... He does things I've never seen anybody do. There's things he did last night in a game that was not a great game, but... He had three defenders chasing him. They had him, except he outran the angle, tiptoes down the sideline, jukes this way, that way, and gets him near the goal line when he looks like he was dead in the water.
I thought he was going to get tackled four different times.
Let me ask you this, Ed. Mm-hmm. Does he not look like he's saying... He doesn't look like he's panicked when he does that.
He doesn't. He reminds
me... He looks like he's so under control.
Yeah, he's Keanu Reeves in The Matrix. You know when the bullets are being fired at Reeves, and he sees them in slow motion, just ducks and dots. That's Lamar. The game is so slow for him now. And they've created something really special here. And for people out there who you bitch and don't really, you're watching greatness. You're watching greatness. You're watching a Hall of Fame player. And, you know, someday in the not too distant future, you're going to be talking about this in 10 years or 15 years. And yeah, I got to see him all with it. It was amazing.
You're watching the best in the business right now. He's the best in the business.
He's going to be one of the best there ever was.
Jeremy Cohn, who's your game ball?
Well, my game ball goes to the best player on the football field last night.
From the 5-yard line, Burrow catches the shotgun snap. He throws it into the end zone. Boom. Chase
Boom.
Makes the catch Boom. On the back line for the touchdown. And it looks like the Bengals will go for two with 38 seconds to go to try to win the game.
I didn't understand that, but of course Jeremy picks a wide receiver.
You didn't understand that? A receiver
had a wide receiver.
264 yards receiving. How often do you see that?
No. The going for two part.
Oh. I thought you were talking about me picking Jamar Chase. I'm like, man. I mean,
hey, you pick wide receivers on every day that ends in Y.
Yeah, you don't know. Do you know how many yards Jamar Chase averages against the Ravens? 120.3 per game. And that's with a game where he had 12 receiving yards. And another one where he had 31. Loser. You want to know why that is? 201, 125, 193, 264. Like, does anybody know he's out there? He's the guy. He's the big receiver wearing number one. Put two or three guys on him if you have to. Make some of those others beat you, but damn, man. How are you going to get 264 yards on your day off?
Mike Preston, who's your game ball going to?
Zach Taylor, the Bengals head coach. As Jeremy just explained,
yeah.
The guy was torturing him. And on the last play, you don't go back to this guy. I can't figure that out. What? And you had him matched up with Stevens on the outside. And
Mike Preston may be the first person on this show for the Ravens to give a game ball to the other team.
I know. Give it to him, man. That's just a terrible decision. I mean, how can you not throw him the ball?
So you didn't like him going for two, Rob?
I didn't like
it. Do you have a problem with it, Mike?
I did, but I didn't. As long as they were going to throw the ball to Chase,
yeah.
Like, that's your choice. That's where you got to go.
I
didn't like
it. I thought. It was an act of desperation, but, I mean, it was an act of we have nothing to lose when you got a lot to lose. Extend the game, in my opinion, in that situation. And Ed pointed out that I didn't like the fact that the Bucs didn't do it last week. I think they're in two different situations.
See, I
think the Bucs and the Bengals are in two – the Bucs at 4-5 are still in it. The Bengals at 4-6 are not.
Yeah, but I look at it differently because I still like the decision, even though it didn't work for them, which I'm glad it didn't work. But this is how I view it. This game is whoever has the ball in their hand is going to score. So you have the ball in your possession. You have a chance to put the game away with a 2-point conversion. Do you want to do that, or do you want to take a risk on a 50-50 coin flip? If you give it to Lamar, they're going to win the game.
Yeah, well, here's the other part of it, too, is that you got to look at how everything played out in the fourth quarter because you're taking that into overtime. Your defense gave up 21 points. It didn't look like they wanted to tackle anybody. The interesting thing is you guys didn't know who I was talking about if I didn't say the 21 points, because that was both defenses last night. And I think going for two there, you try to end it now with one play. But as Mike said, I might want to go to the guy that has 264 yards on the final play of the game. I might. This is me.
My game ball goes to number 8, Lamar Jackson. He was absolutely spectacular last night. 25 of 33, 294 touchdowns. We forgot he ran the ball 7 times for 33 yards. Just under 5 yards a carry. Hit the big 10-yard run when he looked like he ran for 50-plus yards to pick up 10. He was absolutely spectacular last night. But as I've been saying now for about a couple of months, he has gotten to the point, Ed, where he makes the spectacular look routine.
All the every game. You can talk about – listen, if we were going to do this and not do it the way – we'd all give him the game ball every game because he's the best player on the field every time he steps on it. So, it just is.
Let's go out to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Man, you know, in Zach Orr's defense and
he has one?
No pun and defense and Orr's oxymoron. He's not the only DC that had trouble stopping a receiver. I mean, Chase was incredible. But you remember last year when Kelce just caught like 10 passes in a row and McDonald couldn't do nothing to him. So I'm just so glad we was able to overcome all of that, man. But Orr's just not looking too good, man. I'm glad we got a run defense because man, if we don't get in shoot, if we can score, we can probably outlast our defensive lapses, man.
Well, they're going to have to do that. Like, there's nothing now that changes that side of the ball anymore. There's nothing. It's you got to figure out what your scheme is. These are the players you have. You're not finding. There's no more trades. This is what you have. You have to make it the best that it can be moving forward. And the problem is, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you make it any better right now, because we've seen enough of this to know this is who they are.
But how can they? Right. Yes, it is. My question, though, is it's essentially the same personnel. So how can the same team that had a top, you know, five defense, 10 defense the last couple of seasons with the same people, minus two, Queen and Clowney, but that doesn't excuse the confusion in the secondary.
Yeah, it's not about productivity as much as it is about recognition.
It looks like they're always out of position.
Right. By the way, there's no downgrade on defense, out, in my opinion, outside of losing Clowney, because I think a lot of us, well, Simpson had a big game last week. And
he played well last night, too.
Yeah, so you start looking at that, but you add a Wiggins into your team and some other pieces as well, and you get this much worse?
I think, like, Simpson's an upgrade over Queen.
So how does it get worse when the personnel is almost... Look, understanding that you had a Geno Stone, but some of these guys, to me, are kind of placeholders, you know? Like, you lost some guys on defense, but I didn't think you lost anything of substance outside of Clowney being a
Geno Stone. Is he Ed Reed, or was he always in right position because of scheme last year?
That's I thought it was scheme all along. I think it's... Mike, yeah. What do you think? I thought it was a Mike McDonald thing.
I think Queen and Roquan had this thing going. They were good together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you saw when one came in to town, the other one got so much better. And they missed that. They do miss that. Now, with that being said, on the back end, again, when you're not in the screen, you got problems. And that's what I see going wrong with this defense. They're not close. I mean, and then you look at Williams and his pursuit angles. What are you thinking? I mean, you're trailing guys, and you're supposed to be the final guy. You're supposed to be the boundary of defense, and you're behind. I don't understand that.
It's a tough watch, man, especially with what you've seen in years past from this team. Like, it's so weird. Your offense finally gets to where you want it to be, and your defense looks nothing like it used to before.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday Morning Quarterback, presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Fan reaction, more of it at 745. But on the other side, Mike Preston's here. See what grades he handed out for this week's performance against the Bengals up next on The Fan.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Preston's report card.
7:31 in the a.m. Monday morning quarterback Mike Preston is in studio. Report card, you can find it on Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, what'd you give Lamar Jackson?
I gave him a B. I thought the first half he didn't play extremely well. I'm not infatuated by these numbers, 290 yards passing. 84 yards were on a hitch, and it was a 7-yard hitch, and he ran down the sideline. Two of the drives the Ravens had were basically the Bengals saying, we surrender because we can't get a first down on fourth and whatever. So, I'm the 141.4 quarterback rating, a little bit too high for me, sir, but I still gave him a B because he made the plays when he had to in the fourth quarter.
Running backs.
Running backs, C, they never really got involved in the game. I mean, Derrick Henry had 68 yards from 16 carries, but not a big deal. Justice Hill, I mean, he had like 0 yards combined as a receiver and a pass catcher and as a running back. So he didn't get it done, and, you know, it just kind of stalled out there. So they got a C, offensive line, C minus, just too much holding, too many penalties, and you got to get better. And I didn't see that. They got a little bit better in the third, fourth quarter yesterday, but nothing glaring. Wide receivers, they came up big. I thought they did well in the fourth quarter, especially in the second half of the game. Mark Andrews, 6 catches for 68 yards. He had that 18-yard touchdown run. Bateman, 6 catches for 54 yards. And then Zay Flowers, 4 for 34. So overall, I gave them a B.
All right. Carry on, my man. Carry on.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Defensive line, Madubuike, 3 sacks. He played well. So I gave them an A-. Linebackers, I thought on the outside, and the Bengals' offensive line was not very good, but hey, if you see weakness, you take advantage of it. And they did. I gave them a B minus.
Hey, Mike, this is the... I thought two grades I don't ever remember you giving. I know one you'll never give. That's an A plus. I don't ever recall anybody receiving this next grade.
An F. I'm just tired of watching.
You recall an F?
No.
I don't ever recall an F.
I'm tired of watching.
Is it an F plus at least?
I just can't play. You look at some of this stuff on this on video. It's embarrassing. I mean, Brandon Stevens on the one pass, what was it, 70 yards? He's running away from the guy. I don't get that.
Marcus, I feel like Williams, the Benny Hill theme song should be playing when they're out there trying to cover.
Yeah, you're chasing this guy. He catches a pass across the middle. Where are you? What happened? I don't know. It's just strange looking at this and watching this keep unfolding, and it's week after week after week, and you say, when are they going to get better? You brought in Dean Pease. That's an indictment in itself, right there. You brought in him, and this is the best you're going to get? Who are you going to bring in next? Are you going to bring in Rex Ryan? Are you going to bring in Mike Nolan? Are you going to bring back Buddy Ryan? I don't know. Come on.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better. So they get an F. Special teams, You gotta make the extra point. Come on. That almost turned this game around.
Yeah.
Stout was decent. I think he averaged like 46 yards, 46.5 yards on 5 punts. Mm-hmm. And
I like him. He's done well.
Yeah. I mean, and he had some height on some of those punts.
Yeah.
So they got a B. Coaching. We go back to the defense again. I mean, offense, they did enough to win. I wasn't very impressed by Munkin's game plan. I thought he got a little too far south as far as doing what they usually do. But in crunch time, spread the ball around, they got it going. But defensively, nope. And do we want to talk about some of the mismatches that we saw in that game?
What do you do?
I don't know. I don't know. That's why they got an F. Well, what do you do?
Because now, like, you think about it, you're not getting the pressure you need to, or you're not getting the guys are trying to cover, and they're not covering even when you give them time or no time at all. Like, it's just, it's tough because if you're not getting to them, and Burrow did a good job moving within that pocket, but you're going to have to start blitzing more, which now puts some of those guys on islands if you don't get to them. And what is that going to lead to? Big plays.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, look, again, all this pressure's on the offense again this year, more so than any other year, and this turns into another season where if he doesn't get it done in the postseason, the fingers are going to point directly at him. You're the quarterback. This is how it goes, but I think sometimes he gets graded on a curve, not a positive one, a negative one.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Abingdon and get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Rob. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Oh, good, man.
All right. I just want to comment on the catch for the first down. When his knee was down, he had possession of the ball, and it was contact with the defender. So he was actually down by contact before he lost possession of that ball.
Hmm.
That's why they got that first down.
Okay. I mean, look, we all can look at it different angles and feel differently about certain things. The only thing that matters is what they see in New York or what they see when they're watching True. That. And again, I'll keep bringing this up. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't talk about this stuff too much. But when you have guys that are changing things throughout the game, not because of what they saw on the field, because somebody's telling them to change it, if you're not doing that 100% of the time, then why are you picking certain plays to do that on? You get what I'm saying? Like, you get the call in saying, no, he didn't catch that ball. Okay, well, make them challenge it then, if that's right. What we're going to do.
Yep.
Because then it leaves too much discretion and too much gray area there where people are obviously going to start talking. Is this scripted? We've already started talking about the Chiefs and how they've gotten every damn call this season, including last week again. So we'll see.
Ravens got some favorable calls. Two favorable calls at the end of the game. Yeah,
but so you could sit here and say the Matabike hitting the face, grabbing the face mask of Burrow. You could also talk about that last play. Who was it that got pulled down? That's a hold. You know, you can't just grab the guy's jersey and fall down and take him with you. So that should have been a hold. I mean, we could sit here and do this all day long, but when they're in those moments towards the end of the game, those are the ones that people remember and feel it's fixed.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning quarterback, Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Mike Preston. Baltimore Ravens win. Exciting game last night. I say that with tongue-in-cheek because Mike Preston didn't think so. On a failed two-point conversion at the end of the game, 38 seconds left, Ravens win 35-34. They now improve their record in the AFC North to 7-3. And the Bengals are now 4-6 and fighting for their playoff lives. Taking your phone calls, 410-583-1057 for fan reaction. Up next on The Fan.
It's time for your takeaways.
Call or text 410-583-1057.
Time for your takeaways right now. I want to hear from you, 410-583-1057. Monday Morning Quarterback presented by the Catholic Charities of Maryland, Rob in Delaware. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, you know, even though we won, I feel like that was a loss. I'm so sick of this whole Marcus Williams situation. Every time the cover is blown, everybody's looking back like, "Well, where was the help?" He's never back there to help. Like I think Mike said it. You're the last person. You're the last one in line. Like, you should be back there. Nobody should get behind you. And for Owe, there's no way Owe should be on this team. If there was a Hall of Fame for almost got there, he would be in a Hall of Fame.
Almost got him. It's like the guy in that commercial with the dollar on the fishing line. Got to be faster than that.
Yeah, it's like it's a couple of professions. You can't just almost be good at that and being a sniper.
Yeah.
Like, you can't miss them by that much.
Yeah, but there's no. I feel like I lost. You won.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. You won.
Yeah, at the end of the year, you're not going to give that one back.
Yeah, there's not an asterisk on it.
You know what? Now we want to go on the road.
Yeah,
you won.
Let's go to Julian in West Baltimore. What's up, Julian?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
Look, I was at the game yesterday, and I'm definitely convinced that we're not winning a Super Bowl with that defense. I'm talking about, you should have seen them yesterday. Like, every time Chase caught the ball, everybody looking at each other, Roquan Smith cussing them out. I don't know if y'all seen it. He was cussing some of them out, like, as soon as they caught the ball. And then this was everybody got quiet. Chase caught a touchdown and did the Park High strut in the end zone. I said, oh, my God.
He sure did, didn't he?
I'm surprised he didn't run out of ideas. Cat had three touchdowns. Like, you come in thinking I got one celebration, and now you got to come up with three.
Tony in Rosedale. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Don't tell you.
Hey, Mike and Rob and you guys, it's only because I had this experience with this game. It's been a while. It reminded me of the Jacksonville game when Jimmy Smith went off on McAllister, Starks, and Rod Woodson in that secondary.
Oh, yes, indeed.
The difference is that was second game. And, we've seen this stuff with this current team repeatedly, but it was identical. Jimmy Smith did the same thing, and we went on to win a Super Bowl. But what I want to say
but the difference is that was a good defense, though.
It just had
that
a bad
good
day.
Defense, bad day. That's the difference.
But they getting on. I want to bring up Moncton. Who is responsible for that second down play at the goal line? The passing play.
Who? He is.
Okay.
Or Lamar checked out into something, but yeah. I'm trying to remember what he.
Okay. Our job at that point is to milk the clock and make them use the timeouts. Even if we do score on that play, no one in their right mind.
Tony, before we go on, you said everybody's talking about Zach Orr, and you're bringing up Monken. You know what? I would take Todd Monken's 2024 resume over Zach Orr's any day of the week. You got a bad play by Todd Monken. You got a bad season by Zach Orr. That's the difference. Mm. A bad play versus a bad play. Stop. It's not even a comparison. Don't even go down that road. Let's go to Quinn and Laurel. What's up, Quinn?
What's up, guys? So, man, a couple things, man. One, I think the defense is really going to mess up MVP season for Lamar Jackson. Like, I think this is like his, what, fifth game this year over 125 QBR. Like, I really think they're going to mess that up. Really, it's just the secondary and the pressure. Like, if they can get, like, two or three more sacks, like, O.A., like your man said, just almost getting there. If he could just get there one of those times.
A lot of the day, like, by the way.
Yeah, like, if he get there one of those times, or if, like, Stevens can just turn around one or two times, because Jamar Chase really just be filleting the Ravens, like, every single time. I think it's, like, his fourth time getting, like, 200 yards receiving on this, like, he plays everybody in Baltimore.
He's
like,
had two games over 200, another one that's just under it, I believe.
Yeah, 190-something. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
That's right, sir.
Yeah, babe.
Great game. Great game. And Ravens win last night. Why do the Ravens continue to not run Derrick Henry in the first half of the game? Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
You too. We had too much usage yesterday, today, and why not? The defense, if you look at what the defense is doing, Mike, they're trying to take away the run early in the game.
Most teams do.
Yeah.
And that's what you would prefer. That's the way I would attack the Ravens. But the Bengals are decent up front. I mean, they had the guy Hill. He could play a little bit. But if I was going to go for the Ravens and try to slow them down, I would definitely stack the line, slow down Derrick Henry, and get them out of their offense, which is play action and the run-pass options. And you got a higher chance of success that way.
By the way, if they were playing two-hand touch last night, I think Chase still has two touchdowns.
Well, I just wanted to get back to it. The caller, he's saying he always lights up the Ravens. He lights up everybody. He's the leading receiver in the league.
He's
a special player. Like, it's not just the Ravens.
When you create the top five, he's in it.
Yeah,
he's in it. Like, again, we can all debate.
I think he's in the top two.
Well, I'm just saying, we can all debate.
Like him and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, Justin
really.
Jefferson is the only one better than him, in my opinion. Let's go, Hank, the Bengals fan in East Baltimore.
Big Bang Hank?
I'm everywhere. Hank.
What's up, fellas? Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
Hanging in there, man. How are you?
I'm sick, man.
You should be.
And I was at that game last night, real quick.
Hey, Hank, how do you feel about the 2-point conversion?
Bro, it's like Zach Taylor's a joke, Rob. You see what I'm saying?
They had to do it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they
did. Their defense was on the field the entire fourth quarter and gave up three touchdowns.
Extend the game.
Didn't stop a nosebleed.
Extend the game.
No.
Go ahead. He gave his opinion. Go ahead, Hank.
Wrong.
I'm with you, Hank.
Yeah, but like Zach Taylor, like, why are, like, we went for it on fourth down four times, three times on our own side of the 50. Like, for what? Like, our defense isn't that good from Jump Street. You see what I'm saying?
That's why they're doing it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Like, see why analysts talk about the Bengals organization, but, like, real talk, if I was Burrow, I would give that money back and ask to be traded.
I ain't giving no money back. See, now you're talking foolish, man. I'm not giving money back. You can trade me. I'm not giving money back. That's foolish.
I mean, I said this to you guys when we were talking pre-show, that the Ravens' offense has now become what Kansas City's offense was in a different, fashion, with the running style and now being the ability to throw the football, that more and more teams are making business decisions by going for it on fourth down in places they wouldn't.
Jeremy, the passing game is just dumb. I mean, some of the throws he's making is just
They have the best running game, and you add that in.
The passing game is just sick.
That's why it's so disgusting that this defense is a damn leaky faucet. I mean, it just doesn't stop running.
I don't think they made those decisions based on the Ravens' offense. They made it because their defense is pathetic. They're just terrible.
But I think it has to do with both. It's the same thing.
No, when you go into a place, man, and you just say, we can't stop anything. And we can't stop anybody. I mean, it makes no difference if it's Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. They can't stop anybody. They're bad. They've always given up big plays. And you wait for those things to happen. I've covered this league since the Ravens got here. And every time I watch the Bengals play, I keep saying, oh, they're going to lose. They're going to lose because they're going to find ways to lose. And they do, as they did yesterday.
Let's go to Sean in Harford County. What's up, Sean?
Good morning, boys.
Morning. Morning. Morning.
Love the show, love the jokes. Harbaugh's injury report was fun. It's a ankle, it's a finger, it's a gluteus minimus. So the comment is about our defense, and you know what Jamari Chase did to our D last night. Moving forward to the rest of the schedule, you got to know that these NFL coaches are professional. And they're going to see what the Bengals did to RD. Let's hope that Zach Orr can, you know, coach us up and, you know, prevent this from moving forward. Because these other professionals in this league are going to take a look at this tape and say, oh, okay, here's the blueprint for how we can make the game difficult for the Baltimore Ravens.
Sean, I don't believe there's no blueprint. You got to have the same personnel. Everybody said that when the Chargers came in here with eight DBs. That's how everybody's going to stop Lamar Jackson. Well, everybody didn't have Derwin James from back then and the other personnel. Blueprint. Do you have the same personnel as that team? If you can't do the same thing that one team did, if you don't have the same, where's Jamar Chase on the next team? Where's Joe Burrow on the next team? If you don't have the same personnel, you're not.
What next team is Joe Burrow going to? Like, you told me, leave the Bengals? The Bengals are in contention. They've been good over the last couple of years. When you look at teams that are in it, do they need a quarterback? The Chiefs? The Bills? The Ravens? The Lions? Do any of them need a quarterback? No.
I think the talk of this, though, has a lot to do with what we talked about earlier in the week. Their organization being a bad organization, not spending money, the whole T. Higgins situation that's going on now. Yeah. You put money into a receiver and a quarterback, and you're doing nothing else to benefit this team because the front office has been so bad for...
Ever. Yeah. They're bad.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan Monday Morning Quarterback. More fan reaction at 8:30, but on the other side, Ed Norris, you good. Mike Preston, you bad. Jeremy Kahn.
I'm ugly.
Up next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.